obviously preseason game number three, kind of the final dress rehearsal for the ones. What are you guys expecting this week in terms of action?
Less mistakes, running to the ball, being responsible and accountable for our job, and looking good as one unit.
How much do you guys anticipate playing? I know sometimes it'll go to the half, sometimes.
It don't matter. It don't matter. As long as they keep us out there, as long as we play. You know, it don't matter. You know, I kind of hate that you have to come out the game because you get so caught up in the moment. You know, you find yourself, even though it's a preseason game, you know, it's still, you got a job to do. So you get caught up in the moment. But, I mean, whatever, how many, if it's one quarter, two quarter, three quarters, whatever it is, you know, we just lock up and go.
I say, and obviously I know it's preseason, but you guys are competitive guys.
Oh, without a doubt.
How
whenever
are you to get a win?
Yeah, I mean, you're not more so control worried about that because you got different variables that go on. But whenever you're on the field, you want to win. And that's, I mean, when I say win, I mean to play. I'm trying to win every play that I'm out there. So it's definitely, I mean, even though it's preseason, that's still my name out there and you know, as me on that tape. So you want to leave a good impression no matter what game or who you're playing or what group you're on or whatever the case may be. You want to leave a good impression.
To piggyback on that, I mean, national spotlight too. You know, we talk about the preseason, but it's your chance to say, hey, this is what the Bengals are going to be about this year.
Exactly. You want to make a statement, and that's what we're out to do. Every game, every week, every play, you have to make a statement.
You look at
this. Adam's childish.
You look at this game, too, and obviously out in Arizona, home of the Super Bowl. Do you guys use that as motivation, maybe go out there and say, hey, let's get back here?
I mean, it's always in the back of your mind. But, you know, it's a long season. You know, we got 16 games. So it's a long season. So we definitely going to take, you know, one at a time. We want to win this division and, like I said, make a statement in this division first and foremost. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be good to go out there and, like you say, put that in the back of your mind that, hey, let's try to get back out here.
I know Coach Lewis and Coach Gunther after the loss Saturday said that some guys think they've made the team. They better think again. Do you need to motivate some of those guys who are still kind of just going through the motions in second and third team?
I'm motivating myself. You know, I want to lead by example because tomorrow isn't promised to me either. You know, I mean, people are saying, you know, you're starting this and that. I'm still trying to make this roster at the end of the day. You know, so, I mean, everybody, and that should be self-motivation. You can be here today and going tomorrow. I've been there. You know, this is my seventh year. I've been cut three times. So, I mean, if you can't understand that and grasp that, then this ain't a place for you. Not just here, just in this league. So I don't think no one needs any self-motivation because if you can't go out there and put it all on the line for a job, not if here or any other of these teams, then this you don't want to be here, point blank.
Are you starting to feel a comfort level with Paul now that you've been through a couple weeks of game planning with him?
I mean, we was comfortable with him from last year. Like I tell people this all the time, he had a big input. You know, even when Coach Zim was here, so it's really not much different. You know, we're rolling, we're putting in the game plans, we're installing, and right now he just have a bigger voice. So it's the biggest difference.
Been a lot more flags this year in the preseason, like 50%
yeah,
more.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Has it felt kind of like the games have been dragging?
Yeah, I would say that. But at the end of the day, you know, those guys are getting back in the swing of things just like we are. So, I mean, that's gonna happen. You know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. Hopefully when the season starts, then all those small fouls will be corrected, you know, and we can, like you say, carry on.
Are they really focused on defensive holding? Has that kind of affected you guys? I mean, the way you just kind of think about how you game plan?
Not necessarily because, I mean, if you can get away, you can get away with it. If not, you can't. So, I mean, you still got to go out there and do your job, you know, but the refs are going to call it how they see it, you know, and you just have to respect it and deal with it later. So it is what it is.
What about the hands to the face? I mean, even if it's not right now, any kind of incidental, they're
going to
call it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I can't really be conscious about rushing like that because at the end of the day, I'm trying to get to the quarterback. You know, and if it's something that's becoming a problem, then, you know, y'all have to identify and address it. But I never really had a problem with that. So that's not something I'm too much concerned about.
You haven't seen it in the first two games.
Yeah,
anybody, so
exactly.
That's a good sign.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
You didn't change anything as far as...
No, not at all. Not at all. Like I say, if it was a reoccurring problem for me, then I would have to, you know, watch tape and adjust and see why I'm doing it. But I never had a problem with, you know, hands to the face, so I'm not too much concerned about it.